This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
What a mighty God we serve. He's worthy to be praised. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Thank you, God. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. 2023. We give God praise. Hallelujah. Our scripture this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 20. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 20. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ to become reconciled to God. Our subject this morning, the reason why. Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, we ask now, God, that you open our ears that we may hear, our minds that we understand, our hearts that we might believe. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Have your way in this place. Have your way in our lives. Have your way through the airways. Have your way through online. Have your way, God, that everyone who hears will not only hear and not only believe, but will follow your word and do your will your way. Thank you for the great anointing that you're placing within this place on today and throughout this world. Bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The reason why. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want, Lord, I love you. Y'all can be seated. Y'all can be seated. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah.
I love Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Hallelujah. Amen. I gotta preach. I gotta preach. I gotta preach. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, not counting their trespasses against them, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Again, our subject, the reason why. The reason why. Have you ever wondered why people do what they do? Have you ever wondered why people do what they do? Have you ever wondered why things happen like they happen? Some people have to have a why behind what they do. Other folks say, why not? Even if you don't know why you did what you did, inevitably someone will ask you, why did you do that? Why did you do it? And sometimes you had no reason or no answer at all. You had no earthly idea as to why you did what you did. Back in the day, there was a comedian by the name of Flip Wilson who came up with an answer a lot of people used back then, maybe even today. Flip said, the devil made me do it. And all through 2023, we as a congregation of baptized believers have been on a journey to transform our lives, our families, our neighborhoods, our community, our city, our counties, our state, our nation, and even this world by following the mandates of God's word. Amen. We have been set on a course to do greater works. We have decided to partner with God to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think through the power that works within us. In 2023, we have accepted the challenge to be ambassadors for Christ. In 2023, we have accepted the challenge to be ambassadors for Christ. In 2023, we all, as members of First African Baptist Church, accepted the challenge, yeah, to be ambassadors for Christ. Yeah, 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 ambassadors for Christ. Are you all in? If first they be online, you need to type in, I'm all in to be ambassador for Christ. Have you accepted the responsibility of representing Christ? Have you accepted the responsibility of representing Christ? I know some of my questions are rhetorical, but First African, I'm talking to you today. Have you personally accepted the responsibility to represent Christ? We represent Christ, right? We represent Christ, right? I guess may not know what I'm talking about, but those who are members of First African Baptist Church, we represent Christ. Amen. Amen. Because the rest of this message don't make any sense if you don't get that part. That's why I'm dwelling on this. Because see, a lot of times when I'm preaching, everybody think I'm talking to everybody but them. Pastor Show told them this morning. Yeah, they need to represent Christ. They need to act better. No, no, no. We are, every last one of us, every member who've come to be a part of First African Baptist Church, we accepted that challenge back in the beginning of 2023. That's been our theme for the whole year. We represent Christ. Now, I'm not saying y'all represent Christ. It's we represent Christ. And this message will make sense if you recognize as a member of First African, as a body of Christ. Now, truly, anybody who's part of the body of Christ represents Christ. He wasn't speaking just to First AB when this was written and when Paul wrote this. We all represent Christ. But my responsibility to make sure the ones that will miss hell but not miss heaven are the folk who are members of First African Baptist Church. So we represent Christ. We agree. We represent Christ, right? Amen. All right, so let me ask you this. Why? Why do we represent Christ? Can we answer that question if somebody asks us why we represent Christ? Well, the pastor said we represent Christ. No, wrong answer. Okay, and I thought about it. Can we? Some people won't do anything because they don't understand why they're doing it. And that makes sense. I have a problem with that. So I want to make sure, even though we're through the whole year of 2023, I want to make sure this last Sunday in 2023, every member of First African Baptist Church, even if you're online, that's right, want to make sure that you understand why we represent Christ. Can we answer that question if someone answers? When they ask you, why are you caring for people who you don't know? Why do you care if I'm homeless or if I'm hungry? Why do you care if I'm thirsty or if I'm naked or sick or in prison? Why do you care? Why do you care if I lost a family member or if I just got fired from my job? Why are you concerned about me not having a ride to work or my being addicted to drugs? Why are you wanting to help me even if it looks like I don't want to help myself? Why are you working so hard to do God's will? Seeing that we truly want to do God's will, let's look at a few reasons why we represent Christ in our quest to obtain excellence in kingdom building. Why do we represent Christ? First, because it's a new you. Yeah. Yeah. You need to say, it's a new me. Yeah, who online, type that in. It's a new me. See, we were made new. Yeah, and anew. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You have had a spiritual makeover. You do have the... You are the same, but new. Yeah, it's a new you. I believe that was my first sermon in 2023. It's a new you. Same hands, same feet, same brain, same eyes, same knees, toes, ears, legs. Same hands, but you do things differently. Same feet. But if you do go where you used to go, you don't do what you used to do. Same eyes, but you begin to see things differently. Same ears, but you hear things in a way that will bring God glory. Romans 12:1-2 states, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Notice it says, no longer conformed to this world. We live in this world. This world and the environment around us teaches us certain things and make us feel certain ways and do certain things, respond certain ways. But the word of God says, no longer conform to this world, but transformed by the renewal of your mind so you can discern the will of God. Yeah, yeah. This world does not keep a hold on you, but you're transformed. You're going through a change, a transformation, not to ever go back to what was. The old has passed. The new has come. Let me help you with that. The old me would have cussed you out. The new me is praying for you to be saved. The old me wouldn't have spit on you if you were on fire. The new me is willing to get in the fire with you if it might save you through my actions. The new me is saying, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Use me, Lord, for the building of your kingdom. help me to be of help to somebody else. It's no longer just what I want, how I want it, but Lord, what do you want? And how can you use me to get it done? That's the new me. Yeah, the old has passed. The new has come. It's a new you. What's the reason why we represent Christ? Secondly, because God did it. Amen. This ministry that we have is God-given through Christ. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5:18 to 19 says, all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. The reason we do what we do to cause others to come to Christ is because God loved us so much and he placed in us this ministry to cause others to come to know him. Yeah, let me do it again. The reason we do what we do is to cause others to come to Christ. We do that because God loved us so much and has placed in us this ministry to cause others to come to know him. God reconciled us to him and wants us to do the same for others. God gave us the ministry of reconciliation and then entrusted us with the message of reconciliation. All right, let me break it down. In other words, God saved us when we couldn't save ourselves. And that's the first thing we got to recognize. Yeah, I know we're so smart, we're intelligent, we got all these marvelous things that we could do through technology. We've learned so much. We have AI and everything else in this world. But one thing we could never do, man can never do, is do anything good enough, well enough, excellent enough to be saved without Jesus. God did that for us. Yeah, and he reconciled us unto himself. He did it because he loves us, not because we've been so good, not because we've done everything right. God just loves us. I mean, he just loves us. I said, God just loves us. I know we want people with a lot of money to love us. I know we want people who got great status to love us, great political figures to love us. Or I know we want people who could just increase our number of followers and influencers to care about us and put us on their tweet, put us in their, what you call it, Instagram. We want more and more and more. There's a whole lot of folk we want to care about us. But I didn't say God just cares about you. I said God loves you. And he loves you so much that he sent his son, who took on all of our sins, not counting our trespasses against us, not counting our sins against us. And I love this piece because when we talk about it, when we come in worship, when we get to church and we kind of dress up, we kind of look good, and we kind of, you know, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. But yeah, we kind of holy when we come in here, you know? But God knows everything about us. God knows everything about us. But the great thing is, he knows everything about us and still loves us. Let me do another way. Let me do another way. What y'all say? You with me? All right. Let me do another way. I ain't trying to start no trouble with nobody here. I ain't trying to start no with your husband, your wife, your boo or nothing. I ain't trying to do that. But if, and put anybody's name there, if so-and-so knew everything about you, I said everything, would they still want to even know you? But God. Yeah, I know we think we could hide it from God. You know, because we've done it in the booth. in the back, in the corner, in the dark. God can't see that back there now. God can't see it. We turn the lights out so God don't know. No. He has more than x-ray vision. Yeah, God knows it all. And listen, I didn't say that to bring you down. No. I didn't say to bring you down. I didn't mean for you to think about that stuff. You know, just get away from there. Come back. Y'all come back. Come back. I mean if you just think about that stuff that you know that's not pleasing to God and not pleasing anybody else. I just want you to know that even though God knows all of that, he still loves you. Now, I mean really loves you. And what would happen if, good to see you digging in, amen, God bless you. What would happen if we would treat others the way we want God to treat us? What would happen if we would treat us? Because see, when we find out something about somebody, we cut them off. And we talk about them. And we act like we never knew them. I've known people to do things that are part of this church. And folks try to like, no, they ain't go to First African Baptist Church. I don't know them. Yeah, they do go to First African, yeah. They've been with us for years. God saved us when we couldn't save ourselves. And he gave us what we need to save others. That's the point. You want to see somebody's life change, tell them about Jesus. You just don't quit getting mad with them and say, well, I ain't doing nothing for you no more the rest of my life. Like that's going to do something. They'll just find somebody else to do stuff for them. And they'll still die and go to hell. But God loves them as much as he loves you. That's why he's given us this ministry to help people who don't know him to come to know him by whatever means necessary. He's empowered us. He's gifted us to be able to help those who don't know him to come to know him. You know what? I believe this world would be saved if everybody who we talked about, we talked to them about Christ first. Before you wrote something about them, before you tweeted something about them, before you, you know, did anything about them, you decided to talk to them about having a relationship with Christ first. Because one, that would signify you care enough to talk to them. And God will do the work. All you got to do, listen. All you have to do is give the message of reconciliation. All you got to do is let them know how much God loves them in spite of them. You don't have to watch them and watch them get cleaned up and watch them change their lives and all this kind of stuff. I told y'all before, I used to go fishing all the time when I lived in West Palm Beach, Florida. I would go fishing all. I loved to fish, but I hated cleaning fish. I mean, I fished and kept a bunch of red snappers, and I'm on my way home, and somebody said, ooh, there's some nice fish you got here. You can have them. Because I didn't want to get home and have to clean them. But this is what I love so much when Jesus says, I will make you fishers of men. I love this. He said, I'll make you fishers of men. He said, all I need you to do is go catch them. He said, I'll clean them. No. You give them the bait that I've given you. And I'll take them. Once you catch them, I'll clean them. You give them my word. You give them what I've given you. You give them the message of reconciliation. I'll do the rest. You have the authority through the power that God has placed in you to transform people's lives. He's given us that. Why should we even care? Why do we even care? Why do we want to do it? I'm glad you asked. 2 Corinthians 5:14-15 tells us that. For the love of Christ controls us. Because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. If y'all just get that, I'm good. I'm trying not to talk too long, because if I talk short, you can remember the message. If I talk too long, you say, well, I forget what Pastor preached about. 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. For the love of Christ controls us. Because we concluded this, that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sakes died and was raised. Well, how can we live for him? We love him with everything we have. But if we love him, he tells us we have to love others. He says, how can you love me who you have not seen and you hate the ones who you see every day? He said, the truth not in you. You see, the hard part was already done, how we get in this relationship, because Jesus died that we might live. That was the hard part. I got one more reason. And there are many reasons, but I got one more to share today. Lastly, the reason why we represent Christ is because the world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal to us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. We become ambassadors so this world might see Jesus. Let me say it again. We become ambassadors so this world might see Jesus. We represent Christ and we do our best to do what Jesus did. Yeah, that's how we represent him. And I know you're asking, how can we do what Jesus did? I hear you. He walked on water. He turned water to wine. I know y'all won't do that. I'm sorry, I digress. He gave sight to the blind. He fed thousands. He healed lepers, the paralyzed, healed the sick. He even raised people from the dead. Now top that. How can we do that? You can do it. From the power that lies in you. Okay. Don't take it from me. Y'all see y'all look at me like he done lost his mind. We could do what Jesus did. What he been drinking? Okay, all right. Don't take it from me. Listen to what Jesus says about what you can do. Yeah, it's in the Word of God. Yeah, it's written. It's in the Word of God. I want you to hear what Jesus said you can do. I'm excited. John 14, verse 12. Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Woo! Jesus says, whoever believes in me, hold on, stop, pause, comma. Is there anybody here who believes in Jesus? I said, is there anybody here who believes in Jesus? He's speaking to you and me. He says, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and greater works than these, because he's going to the Father. He has gone to the Father. The question only is, do you believe in Jesus? We have work to do. We have greater work to do. We can feed the hungry. We can give water to the thirsty. We can set at liberty those who are caught up in this world's evil systems. We can bring healing to the sick and encouragement to the downtrodden. I know what you're saying, but Pastor, Jesus raised people from the dead. Dead people got up at the word of Jesus. So how can we do that? Well, Jesus said, greater works will you do. And I believe Jesus. What's greater than bringing someone back from the dead? Well, let me help you. Jesus raised Jairus' daughter. She died again. Jesus raised the widow's son. He died again. when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus died again. But when you speak the word of life, when you tell somebody, when you talk to the walking dead, through the word of God and the Holy Spirit who lives in you, you will bring them from death into eternal life, where they'll live forever and ever. Pastor, Pastor, what would I tell them so they can live and not die? What can I tell them so they can have life everlasting? Oh, First African Baptist Church, you know the word. You know what to tell them. Tell them that Jesus came through 42 generations. Tell them that he came to this earth and went about doing good. Tell them out of all the good he did. Folk talked about him, ridiculed him, called him everything but a child of God. Tell them as Jesus walked and taught and lived on this earth, he lived so those who didn't know him would come to know him. He lived so others who didn't know or even care about him would come to care about the love that he brought. Tell them that they talked about him and they did all sort of mean things to him. Tell them that he was unjustly arrested. Tell them that when they arrested him, they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. Tell them that they whipped him all night long because of your sins and my sins. Because we need healing, because the word of God says, and by his stripes we are healed. Tell them that he loved us so much, he allowed them to march him up to Golgotha's hill, put nails in his hands, nails in his feet, with a crown of thorns on his head. Tell them that Jesus hung on the cross from the sixth to the ninth hour. Tell them that the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, he died for all of our sins. Tell them they placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday, stayed there all day Saturday, stayed there all night Saturday night. But tell them that early on that Sunday morning, he got up with all power, power over the grave, victory over death. Tell them that he ascended into heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit to live in us and to empower us to be his ambassadors. Tell them what about a God we serve. And the church said, amen and amen, and so it be. I gotta tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you. That's why we represent Christ. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Every month, we ask God in 2023 to use us, that we could baptize somebody every month. We baptize in January. We baptize in February. We baptize in March. We baptize in April. We baptize in May. We baptize in June. We baptize in July. We baptize in August. We baptize in September. We baptize in October. We baptize in December. We almost struck 100. Some songs said 99 and a half won't do. So you know what God did? 23 is past. He's given us 2024. It ought to be our prayer that folk are saved not just every month, but every week. Not just every week, but every day. That's why we're going to meet needs in the community. Because as the first century church met needs, the Lord added daily. Not weekly, not monthly, but the Lord added daily. And that's where we're headed for 2024. Somebody say, Lord, I thank you. If you're here today and you're online today and you say, listen, I need the Lord in my life. I want to be saved. We extend you an invitation right now, if you're in the building, to just walk down the aisle, give us your hand, give God your heart. There may be others online who want to accept Christ on today. You can come. You say, I could come as a candidate for baptism. I want to be baptized. Or you could come because you've already baptized and you decide that you just want to come and be a part of First African Baptist Church. We extend the invitation. If you desire to have Christ in your life, please repeat this prayer with me. It's a prayer that you can accept Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. It's a prayer you can pray and then come to Christ. If you want to accept Christ, please repeat this prayer after me. It says, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We thank God for you. Won't you come on today? God, again, we love you, we adore you, we magnify your name. Thank you for the opportunity to come and worship on today. God, we especially pray for our guests in a special way that you continue to guide and keep them, give them safe passages back home. Thank you, God, for how you bless us at First African Baptist Church. Help us to be more of what you want us to be. Help us to be the ambassadors you want us to be. That what we say and do will make a difference everywhere we go. And now we ask that the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the people of God say amen and praise God.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, Givelify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.